Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. says it's ready to take further action against Syria if necessary. U.N. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council Friday the United States did not wait for a U.N. resolution before attacking Syria because Syrian President Assad had apparently used chemical weapons on his own people.
Further delay by compromising with Russia for a watered-down resolution would have only strengthened Assad. Strengthening Assad will only lead to more murders. We were not going to allow that.
The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack in Idlib that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people were killed in that attack that drew worldwide condemnation. Meanwhile, Syria's main ally, Russia, condemned the U.S. missile attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a statement issued by the Kremlin that the attack would inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties. Russia's deputy U.N. ambassador, Vladimir Safronkov, called the U.S. hypocritical for calling for a political solution to the Syrian war while attacking Syrian military targets. He said today's appeal to move forward the political process, they are hypocritical after this military attack, unfortunately. In response to the U.S. attacks, Russia said that it was suspending an agreement to avoid accidental conflicts between U.S. and Russian military aircraft operating in Syrian airspace. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says it's been very interesting to spend time with China's President Xi Jinping and his delegation. Trump said they made tremendous progress over dinner Thursday, and he predicted that even more progress is to come.
The relationship developed by President Xi and myself, I think, is outstanding. We look forward to being together many times in the future. And I believe lots of very potentially bad problems will be going away.
Xi said that he had received a warm reception from members of the Trump administration, and the two sides came to many understandings after holding in-depth and lengthy communications. The two presidents discussed the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and a 100-day plan of action on trade issues. President Trump also agreed to a state visit to Beijing later this year. President Xi left Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort Friday afternoon. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing an end to a 14-month-old partisan battle following the death of the late Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Gorsuch is a stellar addition to the high court.
He's going to make an incredible addition to the court. He's going to make the American people proud.
The final confirmation vote came after Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold for Supreme Court nominees. Leading Senate Democrat Charles Schumer of New York says that move could make the court more partisan.
I believe it will make this body a more partisan place. It will make the cooling saucer of the Senate considerably hotter. And I believe it will make the Supreme Court a more partisan place.
The victory gives President Donald Trump's 49-year-old nominee a lifetime spot on the court. Four people were killed and 15 others injured Friday in Stockholm, Sweden, when a hijacked beer truck drove through a crowd and crashed into a department store. Stockholm police have arrested one suspect. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said Friday night that terrorists will never defeat his country.
We are determined never to let the values that we treasure, democracy, human rights, and freedom, to be undermined by hatred.
Löfven said flags at Swedish government buildings would fly at half-staff Saturday to mark a day of national mourning. The U.S. economy had a sluggish month in March, adding only 98,000 jobs, but the Labor Department said the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in 10 years, 4.5%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.